Julie Pring is a familiar voice on 101.5 FM, and she is with the Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's Queensland. And today she is sharing some news about a landmark development, the National Parkinson's Alliance Action Plan that was launched in Canberra earlier this year. And Julie is here to walk us through what it means for people living with Parkinson's, their carers and their families. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Rosemary, and good morning, listeners.
Now, Julie, you've got to let us know about what this action plan has formulated. Can you share some of the details with us?
Yes. A couple of years ago, a group of organisations involved in many aspects of Parkinson's disease formed the National Parkinson's Alliance. It's a collaboration of key stakeholders and leaders in the Parkinson's community across Australia, and it aims to shape policies, strategies and initiatives that will change the lives of individuals affected by Parkinson's right across the country. So there was a significant consultation process, including targeted survey, focus groups and workshops involving people with Parkinson's, carers, partners, researchers, health professionals before the plan was formulated. And it was launched in March this year at National Parliament.
Julie, what does this plan aim to achieve?
So it's meant to address unmet needs of the Parkinson's community, and it's to inform federal and state government policies, strategies and initiatives in all areas of health, disability, aged care and research to ensure that people who have Parkinson's and their families receive fair and equitable access and benefit from strategic investment in research, and also it's related to treatment options.
Okay, so can you tell us what is included in the plan?
There are six priority actions with strategies for its implementation, and these include collaborating with all levels of government and the broader health system to strengthen understanding of the plan. It's also to develop a governance and responsibilities framework to clearly define roles, decision-making processes and accountability mechanisms for implementing the plan. It's also to develop a measurement and reporting framework to monitor and track progress against the plan, so that there's transparency, accountability, and these are promoted and maintained.
Okay, so what areas are included in that?
The first priority looks at tackling stigma, improving awareness and ensuring access to accurate current information. So people with Parkinson's do experience negativity in the community because of their symptoms. So one example that we've had in the group at Caboolture is a gentleman who was on a train and people around him thought he was drunk.
Yeah.
And also too, a lot of, even some healthcare professionals see it as an older people's disease, and so there's less interest in assisting them, even though around about almost 20% of people with Parkinson's are under 65. They have young onset Parkinson's. And also too, some people in the healthcare system are not so keen on working with people with chronic diseases. They're looking more at the short-term quick fix type things. So we also need to let the community know about the disease and where they can access information easily.
And Julie, so many in the community think that the tremor is the main problem, and yet you have told us previously about many more symptoms.
And that's for sure. So everyone impacted by Parkinson's is very aware that there are so many aspects that can limit their enjoyment in life. So perhaps if I also mention the second priority, and then we might talk about the others in next month when we're speaking again. So yeah. Priority two is to strengthen prevention strategies so that there's a delay to onset, and also to improve the understanding of risk and disease progression. While there's no known cause, in most cases of Parkinson's, there are documented risk factors which include environmental and occupational situations as well as evidence for what can slow progression once the disease has been diagnosed. And as we've spoken before, this includes the need to exercise that delays the progression of the disease.
Now, Julie, anybody listening and being interested in reading more about the National Parkinson Action Plan, where might they find that?
So it's probably best, I mean, I could give the websites, but it's probably best just to search on your search engine.
Yep.
On the Australian Government Department of Health, Disability and Ageing website, or and that will lead that to you, or you'll be led to it, or on National Parkinson's Alliance website. And again, that comes up when you search.
Okay, fair enough. Now, enough of that. Tell us what Parkinson's Support Group is getting up to this month, Julie.
Okay, our meeting's next week on Thursday, the 18th of June. Our meetings are on the third Thursday of the month. So next week we have Heather Joy sharing about playful movement using laughter exercises and ageless grace information. And she's going to encourage participation. We start with a cuppa, and after the speaker, we have lunch prepared by volunteers in the group. So it runs from 11:30 to 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to seeing as many as possible who are interested or have Parkinson's at Moray Field Community Uniting Church in Weir Road, Moray Field. We also continue to catch up informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 o'clock on the second Thursday. So that's this coming Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love to see as many people as possible. You don't have to have Parkinson's. You don't have to know anyone with Parkinson's, although most of our group either have it or are a care partner or working with people with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm. Now, Julie, I know I always say to you, a person listening to the show, how can they find out more about Parkinson's?
They can check up on the Parkinson's Queensland website, which, again, it's probably easiest if we say search for it, or Radio 101.5 FM has our details, including my mobile number, and I'm always happy to take calls, although occasionally I'm busy doing other things. So they're probably the main ways. And listening to this podcast, I guess, is going to hopefully give information.
It will so. Now, Julie, you often give us a quote or two. Have you got one or two for us today?
A goal without a plan is just a wish. And then thinking about our speaker next week, a good laugh adds sunshine to your day.
It certainly does do that. Today, Julie, you've given us a real insight into the National Parkinson's Alliance Action Plan, a landmark initiative tackling stigma, improving awareness and strengthening prevention strategies for Australians living with Parkinson's. Thank you so much, Julie. And as we know, you're from the Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's Queensland. Now, don't miss any of Julie's other podcasts episodes, packed with practical information for tips in living well with Parkinson's. Now, you don't have to have it, but you could very well be a carer doing that. And they're all right here on 101.5fm.com.au. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Rosemary.